11,077, Marvel Properties LLC, south of Road 325, Bull Pine Road, approximately 1,185 feet southeast of Road 469. Parker Road, a special use exception to retain a manufactured home on less than 5 acres and a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
And Mr. Chairman, just to clarify, put on the record, Mr. Nash has been sworn in previously this evening.
Okay, thank you.
Again, before I get started, I would like to pass out some photographs. The area that is clouded with a red pen is the area of the request. They have a rather large survey in front of you for the size of the property, I see, but we're requesting a special use exception to grant approval for the conveyance of the single-wide mobile home. Single-wide mobile home has been existing. I haven't, with all of my effort, I haven't been able to find out exactly when the mobile home was placed, but I know that it becomes non-conforming because it, I believe, if it was placed prior to planning and zoning. The mobile home is there. The building behind it has been a workshop for various parts of the farm organization for Marvel Properties. In 1992, it was, you have an exhibit there, Exhibit A. 1992, it was proposed for a conditional use to use it as an automotive repair facility. It has not changed hardly at all since then. As you can see from that exhibit, it was surrounded by ditches, and it's only 0.6 acres at that point. In trying to not use up any more agricultural or woodland than necessary, the Marvels would like to, they're practically giving this to the guy that has been working for them for a lot of time. And they want to repay his loyalty to them. It will not adversely affect the adjacent neighboring properties. The one thing that's on there that we need a variance for the front setback because when it was placed, there was a 30-foot right-of-way. And now there's a 50-foot right-of-way, so the front setback is 5.9 feet too close to the right-of-way since it's been there for so many years. And it's, the variance is necessary to continue use, reasonable use of the property. Since there weren't any regulations at placement, it was not created by the applicant, plus the fact that the people that were around when it was placed are no longer alive. It will not alter the character of the neighborhood, as you can see from that aerial photograph that I presented. It fits in there. It's tucked into a little wooded area, so it's not detrimental to anything. And it won't impair the development of the largely agricultural land around it, and it will not be detrimental to the public welfare, and that would be the minimum variance possible to be able to continue using the property.
Could you tell me again what you, why the variance is needed? Just refresh my memory on that.
Well, it's 34.1 feet from the setback line in the front.
Okay.
At the time the mobile home was placed there was a 30-foot right-of-way on that road because it's a dirt road. When DLDOT came through and provided paved roads, they took the extra right-of-way at that time.
Got you. I thought I heard that, but I just wanted to make sure.
So
Sarah, any questions from members of the board? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Morton?
No.
Mr. Baker?
No.
Mr. Calloway? No questions. Hearing none? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the fact that the property's been developed for such a long period and road was widened creates an argument, a good argument for uniqueness, and therefore makes it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. Let's see where it'll all do. The central character of the neighborhood, having been there so long, and hasn't proven to be detrimental to public welfare. And as the applicant suggests, a minimum to afford relief, make a motion we approve case number 11077.
Okay, do you have a second to that motion?
I'd like to second that and add that as far as the special use exception, that it I don't believe it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property since it's been there for so long.
My apologies. I forgot that. Thank you, Mr.
He beat me to it, Mr. Mills. He beat me to it.
Yeah,
as usual.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11077. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
For the reasons stated by both
applicants.
Both parties.
Both parties. Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, also for those reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11077 is approved at this time.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Case number